the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. This is the listening test. You will hear the recording twice. In the first part, you will hear a reporter giving you information about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. For each question, choose A, B, C, or D. In the second part, you will hear Dr. Diana Ponce giving you tips on how to use less plastic. For each sentence, fill in the blanks using between one and three words. You have 1 minute to read the questions. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. There are now more people in the world than ever before. In fact, we are 7.7 billion human beings on the planet. But what does this mean for our environment? A larger global population means that more rubbish is being produced, and although most of us are making efforts to recycle, a significant part of our waste ends up in the oceans. According to Dr. Elizabeth Coffey, trash islands are continuing to grow. They are becoming more and more frequent in our waters, and some of them are even bigger than countries. This is the case for the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, the largest accumulation of ocean plastic in the world. This area is located between Hawaii and California, and it is three times the size of France. It is estimated that 80% of the plastic in the oceans comes from land sources, while 20% comes from ships at sea. It is now more important than ever to explore new ideas and technologies to clean up ocean pollution. A team of scientists have recently started an ambitious cleanup of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. They have called their project Wilson, and it consists of a 600-meter-long floating barrier powered by currents, waves, and wind that tries to collect 5 tons of plastic rubbish each month. Every 6 weeks, the team of scientists take the accumulated rubbish out using a support boat. Once the rubbish is collected, the plastic waste is then transferred to the Netherlands to be recycled. The Pacific Ocean is the largest and dirtiest of the 5 oceans. However, the researchers claim that the project could eliminate up to 50% of the plastic in the area in 5 years. At the beginning of the project, some of these experts were worried that fish, such as tuna, could get caught up in the net. If this happened, they could end up eating plastic. This is why the barrier has been designed to protect fish and sea mammals by allowing them to swim under the net. Another important scientist, Dr. Diana Ponce, believes that the Great Pacific Garbage Patch cleanup is a great initiative to start cleaning up the sea. However, she considers that we also need to take other steps. This is what she had said in an interview for our radio channel.
Thanks for having me here today. I'm not saying that exploring new ideas and technologies to clean up ocean pollution is not important, but identifying the root of the problem is necessary. Companies need to stop making plastic. This is more important than trying to clean up the tons of existing plastic that are now polluting the ocean. I honestly think it is a matter of thinking globally and acting locally. There are many things we can do to save our planet. For example, when we go to the supermarket, it is important to take a reusable bag with us. A single plastic bag can take 1,000 years to disappear. And when we are there, we should buy boxes, not bottles. Often, Products like laundry detergent come in cardboard, which is more easily recycled than plastic. Do not buy frozen foods because their packaging is mostly plastic. Even those that appear to be cardboard have a thin layer of plastic, plus you will be eating fewer processed foods. If you usually go to takeaways, use a reusable cup for your drinks and do not accept plastic spoons, knives, or forks. You will only use them once and they will be on our planet for a very long time. When we are at home, we can also use some tips to avoid using plastic. For instance, drink fresh squeezed juice or eat fruit instead of buying juice in plastic bottles. It is healthier and better for the environment. And you can make your own cleaning products too. They will be less toxic and you will forget about bottles. When you go to school or work, pack your lunch in reusable containers and bags. It is better than using plastic wrap every time you make a sandwich. Helping our planet and ourselves is simpler than we think. We just need to change our minds and start taking actions to reduce pollution. We can still solve this problem together.
There are now more people in the world than ever before. In fact, we are 7.7 billion human beings on the planet. But what does this mean for our environment? A larger global population means that more rubbish is being produced, and although most of us are making efforts to recycle, a significant part of our waste ends up in the oceans. According to Dr. Elizabeth Coffey, trash islands are continuing to grow. They are becoming more and more frequent in our waters, and some of them are even bigger than countries. This is the case for the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, the largest accumulation of ocean plastic in the world. This area is located between Hawaii and California, and it is three times the size of France. It is estimated that 80% of the plastic in the oceans comes from land sources, while 20% comes from ships at sea. It is now more important than ever to explore new ideas and technologies to clean up ocean pollution. A team of scientists have recently started an ambitious cleanup of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. They have called their project Wilson, and it consists of a 600-meter-long floating barrier powered by currents, waves, and wind that tries to collect 5 tons of plastic rubbish each month. Every 6 weeks, the team of scientists take the accumulated rubbish out using a support boat. Once the rubbish is collected, the plastic waste is then transferred to the Netherlands to be recycled. The Pacific Ocean is the largest and dirtiest of the five oceans. However, the researchers claim that the project could eliminate up to 50% of the plastic in the area in 5 years. At the beginning of the project, some of these experts were worried that fish, such as tuna, could get caught up in the net. If this happened, they could end up eating plastic. This is why the barrier has been designed to protect fish and sea mammals by allowing them to swim under the net. Another important scientist, Dr. Diana Ponce, believes that the Great Pacific Garbage Patch cleanup is a great initiative to start cleaning up the sea. However, she considers that we also need to take other steps. This is what she had said in an interview for our radio channel.
Thanks for having me here today. I'm not saying that exploring new ideas and technologies to clean up ocean pollution is not important, but identifying the root of the problem is necessary. Companies need to stop making plastic. This is more important than trying to clean up the tons of existing plastic that are now polluting the ocean. I honestly think it is a matter of thinking globally and acting locally. There are many things we can do to save our planet. For example, when we go to the supermarket, it is important to take a reusable bag with us. A single plastic bag can take 1,000 years to disappear. And when we are there, we should buy boxes, not bottles. Often, products like laundry detergent come in cardboard, which is more easily recycled than plastic. Do not buy frozen foods because their packaging is mostly plastic. Even those that appear to be cardboard have a thin layer of plastic. Plus, you will be eating fewer processed foods. If you usually go to takeaways, use a reusable cup for your drinks and do not accept plastic spoons, knives, or forks. You will only use them once, and they will be on our planet for a very long time. When we are at home, we can also use some tips to avoid using plastic. For instance, drink fresh squeezed juice or eat fruit instead of buying juice in plastic bottles. It is healthier and better for the environment. And you can make your own cleaning products too. They will be less toxic and you will forget about bottles. When you go to school or work, pack your lunch in reusable containers and bags. It is better than using plastic wrap every time you make a sandwich. Helping our planet and ourselves is simpler than we think. We just need to change our minds and start taking actions to reduce pollution. We can still solve this problem together.